You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And one and only world famous Perez.
Beat Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Why, hello and welcome to the PHP. My name would be Booker. That would be Perez Hilton. Tell me, what is coming up, Perez?
Well, of course, we are going to be talking your favorite Kravis, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's engagement. Also, Adele, talking her new song and more. Demi Lovato's Alien Gate. Lots to cover. But first, I'm just so thankful that I am feeling better. I'm even looking pretty good. Well, I put this really oily thing on my face, so I don't know. Growing up, I used to hear that oil on your face was bad, but I think oil on my face is good.
Wow, this is really interesting. Thank God we're talking about this.
Anyways, I literally moved on when you chimed in with that.
We had enough.
You didn't have to. I know how to regulate. Thanks.
If you knew how to regulate, you wouldn't have brought it up.
Well,
I tried this oil stuff on my face, and it's a little oily. Come on. You knew I was going to make fun of that.
Women care about little tidbits like that.
The oil on your face, they're all dying to know about it.
Well, it's actually a serum, a really oily serum. Serums are even better because they penetrate deep into underneath your skin. Anyways, I'm glad I got over my cold that lasted far longer than I would have liked. And I woke up this morning with the sad news that Colin Powell passed away from COVID at 84 years old, although he was 84. And he also had cancer, which I don't know if he had been public with that. So sending just positive vibes to his family. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very busy weekend. Burgers Friday. What'd I do? I went to a friend's on Saturday, drank a lot of wine, and did pizza night last night. So we made some pies at my house. Yard work, you know, boring weekend, but good.
Boring week. I had a very busy weekend. I took my son to go to the haunted hayride at Griffith Park, and that was fun.
Did he puss out again?
Almost. It was really funny. After I took him to Halloween Horror Nights, and he freaked out. I mean, he really freaked out. Like, I don't know if I mean, people watched the video, they saw it, right. But like, he was trembling. Like, his hands were shaking. That's how freaked out. Yeah.
It's so weird to me because he loves scary movies. That's what I just don't get.
It was the sensoriness of it all. Like I said, you know, you get there and it's like the smoke and the chainsaws get me. It's the chainsaws. That's like, like, you can't help but have a reaction when you see a guy with a chainsaw, like, and it makes the noise, like, right next to you. Anyways, we went, but before we went, after we went to Halloween Horror Nights, I said, well, you went to the haunted hayride and that wasn't scary for you. And he said, yeah, but that was different. And I'm like, okay, fine. So you could do that again, right? So I bought him tickets to the haunted hayride and I told him in the morning and he was really excited about it. Then a few hours passed and he said, you know what? I actually want you to take my sister instead because I want her to experience it. I'm like, really? You want me to take your sister so that she can experience it? And then Mia was like, yeah, I'll go. And then Mia didn't want to go. It was like the longest back and forth. Eventually, I convinced him to go. And we had a good time for the most part. Although he wanted to leave early after two haunted houses because he's like, I'm tired. I'm like, you're not tired. You're just scared. We're doing the last haunted house. And then we're leaving. It was a great time. And to your point, we did go see Halloween Kills. The new Halloween movie, which we both did not like at all. We both thought it sucked. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I have to be fully transparent. I don't know where I was 3 years ago when the first reboot, you know, the first sequel, recent one with Jamie Lee Curtis came out, but I did not know that this new film was a trilogy and it's the middle film in the trilogy.
Oh.
Had I known that going into it, I might have had different expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, I think that the middle film in a trilogy should still add something to a franchise. It should still contribute. This one, to me, it felt like it was just more deaths and it didn't bring anything of value other than really cool deaths or whatever. But a lot of people saw it. Oh my God, it made so much money at the box office, over $50 million.
That's good in this market with what's going on in the world.
Well, especially because it premiered in theaters and on streaming. So giving that people could watch it for free on streaming, and I think anybody could watch it for free, not even one of those like $30 premium things. Like if you had Paramount Plus, you could watch it, I think. Mm. So you didn't watch it though, I guess.
I'm not really into scary movies. I never was as a kid. I don't know if I've ever seen like Halloween or Jason or any of those, if they're all the same thing. I'm not really sure. I don't know. Scary movies seem goofy to me, so I never really got into them.
I've always loved them.
Never loved them.
I think it's like my favorite genre.
Yeah. Even movies like Scream. I don't even know if I've seen Scream.
Oh, I've seen them all. I love them all. Although the new Scream trailer, I don't know if I'm that excited about because it feels, which maybe it's a good thing. You know, it's always good to evolve it forward and change things a bit. You know, one of the things I loved about the Scream franchise is that they were so fun and funny. And there really isn't much fun or funny in the new just released Scream trailer for the new movie that comes out in January.
Mm.
I love going to the movies. Anyways, there's also the new Batman trailer that came out. You don't care about movies at all, really.
I don't like going to the movies. I like watching a movie, and if it's something I can watch at home, sure, but I'm not a big movie goer.
I do like movies though.
I don't need to go to the theater. I don't want to.
There's just nothing like it at the theater. I've said it before. Do you care about trailers? Did you watch the Batman trailer?
Mm-mm. I'm kind of one of those. I love the Heath Ledger, Joker, Batman, Christian Bale so much. I just see these new, like Robert Pattinson. I'm too old to take him seriously as fucking Batman. It's just not going to happen. So it's just been done perfectly to me. Christopher Nolan did it literally perfectly. Why fuck it up in my mind?
That was my issue with the new Batman with Robert Pattinson, that they just released the trailer. It literally felt like he was remaking the Christopher Nolan Batman movie. I've seen that one already. You know, I told you I took my kids, my daughter included, to see the Suicide Squad. That was very violent, but it was also very vibrant and colorful and just, it was groundbreaking, it felt like to me. I feel like that's what this genre needs, the superhero genres.
Right.
Why do you like TV more than movies?
I think it's just a change in our culture. I mean, that's sort of where everybody is right now. The whole world is all about TV shows at the moment and series.
Movies are still very popular.
But not as popular as television shows. I'm sorry. More people are talking about Squid Game right now than are talking about any Halloween movie you just mentioned. Squid Game is in the zeitgeist. I'm not watching it either, but everyone is talking about Squid Game. The whole world is talking about Squid Game. That's my point. TV is much bigger than movies. movies at this current time. It's just a fact. I mean, look at the award shows. No one watches any of them anymore because no one's seen any of the movies.
Why are you not watching Squid Game?
I'll get around to it. Maybe I'll get to it. You know what else I saw? I saw, like, to my point earlier about Christian Bale and Heath Ledger, like, I saw that Timothy Chalamet as Willy Wonka. And I'm like, no. Like, in my mind, no one will ever be better than Gene Wilder. Like, I can't. Like, even Johnny Depp is as insanely great as an actor he is. I thought that was stupid, too. I was like, Gene Wilder was so fucking good as Willy Wonka. I can't see anybody else doing it.
I love Timmy, so I could be into that one. And also, it's so different because he's so young. Like, I don't know. It's like a different Wonka. I'm down with that one.
Yeah.
I'm down with that one.
And maybe I will be if I see something, but in my mind initially thinking about it, I'm
you
like,
just saw
no.
a photo.
Yeah, I've just seen him in the look and I'm just like, no, you're just trying to be Gene Wilder, and Gene Wilder, no one will ever do that better. That was maybe one of the greatest performances ever in film. Good God, was he good in that.
I love that. It's one of my favorite movies.
Easily.
I'm in the zeitgeist a little bit. A trailer was released for Red Table Talk, The Estefans, and I'm going to be on an upcoming episode of that Facebook Watch show with Gloria Estefan and her family. And I'm in that with this YouTuber named Gabby Hanna. I love Gloria Estefan. She asked me to do this, and I said yes before I even knew what the topic was. Our episode's about cancel culture,
okay.
Something I know a lot about.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know ahead of time that there was going to be another guest on my episode, and that other guest is this YouTuber named Gabby Hanna, whom many, 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 many people perceive to be as problematic.
Mm.
And I signed an NDA, so there's not too much that I can say from behind the scenes, but I will say that I asked this problematic YouTuber some very specific things that might put smiles, wink, wink, on YouTubers' faces, but I don't know if that will make it onto the show. I think it'll be a really fascinating watch for people.
Okay.
Although I don't know if Gloria knew that much about this Gabby Hanna person.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah. We'll see how it all pans out because we filmed for 4 hours and they edit that down to 30 minutes. I hope she might make me seem tame, if that's possible. And finally, I also, being in a little bit in the zeitgeist, am featured in this new Brittany Murphy documentary that just premiered on HBO Max.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were in that.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it because I don't have HBO Max. I've got to get that sorted. But a lot of people were very upset about my appearance. And
that looks kind of interesting because I always have been sort of interested, like, what went down there. I've always been of the belief that they have some sort of mold issue in that house or some sort of something that's getting into their system. I mean, it killed her and her husband, right? Did they both die?
The mother also lived there and it didn't kill her.
Oh, really? The mom lived there? Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then she shared a bed with the husband after her daughter died, and weirdness. And
really?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Oh, no. That's not hot. Ugh. Anyways, mytrue10.com. Mytrue10.com.
I just got a, it's funny. I literally just got a DM from somebody. I was looking at it as you text me. Dana is her name. Please tell Perez to shut up about his stupid gummies. I said, Perez is a whore. We all know this. And he will continue to talk about his gummies because that's what he does.
How is it any different from what, like, Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner do? They're always...
They're whores, too.
Literally every single
Everyone day. Everyone is a whore.
Yeah. Literally every single day, they're hawking one of their products. So...
I literally have no problem with it. I just thought it was funny that you just brought it up and somebody literally just texted me.
Well, thanks for paying attention to me. Anyways... I have been alcohol-free for a little bit, but It's my mother's birthday this week, so I am going to celebrate with some food and some Vizzy.
Very nice.
Thankfully, I've got some Vizzy in the fridge. Vizzy is a hard seltzer that I call a smooth seltzer. It will get you lit, and it will also save you empty calories that some of the other canned alcoholic beverages or even bottled alcoholic beverages have. Vizzy has just 100 calories per can, and it has 0 grams of sugar. Amazing. It comes in the best varieties of flavors: pineapple, mango, black cherry, lime, strawberry, kiwi, blueberry, pomegranate, papaya, passion fruit, watermelon, strawberry, and so on. Go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/Perez to upgrade your hard seltzer to Vizzy. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/Perez. And sign up for our emails at VizzyHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. You must be 21 or older. So you had pizza night on Sunday. That is when the Kardashian Barker news broke. Did your girlfriend have to go into like full-on work mode?
No, she did scurry away, but no, I mean, there's really nothing to it other than to make the announcement. So I'm sure she went on all of her social platforms and made the announcement, but she's not the writer. So somebody else, I'm sure, wrote that up.
Well, for me, there were a lot of steps. First, I started hearing rumors. Then it was confirmed and I reported it. Then her future stepchildren confirmed it. Then she confirmed it. Then I saw the ring and I'm like, oh my God, on a Sunday night, I was hoping to get to bed early. I had to deal with all of this, but I thankfully dealt with all of it because it was really exciting. And I love and I love Kravis. And by the way, Kim Kardashian herself used that word, Kravis.
She probably thinks it's ridiculous too.
Well, she used it.
I'm not saying it's not a thing. I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
She tweeted Kravis forever. It's funny to remember, you know, Kravis have been dating for less time than Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. They've only been dating since the beginning of 2021, but I guess, you know, we're still in a pandemic and pandemic rules, you know, it like accelerates the speed of things. And celebrities already, they're faster than normal people, you know, and they were just in New York together for a few days, all loved up, being very stylish, dressing coordinated in outfits. And then they went to Montecito or Santa Barbara and their entire families were there. So Travis, there's a theory. And I believe the theory might be true. But first of all, the fact that Courtney said yes, you may not know because you don't really follow them that much, but she's been very anti-marriage for a long time. I mean, she had 3 children with Scott Disick and they never got married.
I didn't know that till last night. It's funny because I didn't realize you've always said baby daddy when talking about what's his nuts. And
Scott Disick.
I didn't put much thought to it, but Kellen had said last night, she goes, well, it's her first marriage. And I was like, she didn't marry that dude? Like, I assumed they were married. So you'd said that purposefully always. It never really registered to me that she'd never gotten married. It's her first marriage.
Yeah. And she, you know, saw her parents' marriage not work out and never really was a big proponent of it and didn't believe in it. So the fact that, you know, not even a year into their relationship, Travis asked her to marry him and she said yes. We also know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I 1000% believe this. We know that Courtney maybe everything changed with Travis, but compared to her sisters, Courtney is private, doesn't like revealing everything. And she did keep the relationship with Travis secret for a while. Then when they went public, they went very public. I think they already got engaged a while ago and then just reenacted a proposal for the new Hulu show.
Ah.
Either that or, you know, Travis told her entire family and his family, I'm going to propose. I want you all there. I don't know. I guess I could keep that secret if you know, that was my daughter, Courtney, and Travis said that. But I'm just inclined to believe it was a reenactment and huge ring. Very of the times with the oval cut. Very mm-hmm. trendy. Not like super in your face though, like huge, but still
it's not gaudy. Come on,
it's not gigantic. That gaudy. No.
I saw it on her finger. It's as big as her fucking finger.
The square cut ones that are even bigger, those are gaudy in my opinion. This one looked classic and classy. I liked it.
It's too big to be classic to me.
I liked
it's nice.
It.
It's just too big.
It's not too big to be classic.
How many carats do you think that thing is? 8?
Probably.
It's gigantic.
I wonder how much that would cost, even at a discount.
There's so many factors. It's all about the clarity and the cut and the color.
That looked very clear, and it's just fabulous. I feel bad. I don't feel bad for Scott Disick, but I feel bad that he's now the butt of so many jokes.
He always has been, hasn't he?
I don't know. Has he?
I've made plenty of jokes about him, so
I've never really
just assume that other people have too.
I've never really joked about him, especially because I really have a lot of sympathy for him, given everything that he's gone through with both of his parents dying at a young age and being in the shadow of the Kardashians. Even the people expressing sympathy towards Scott Disick now are doing it in a condescending way. Like, literally, people repeating the same stupid joke. Has anybody checked in on Scott Disick? Have you checked in on Scott Disick? Like,
it's like low-hanging fruit, yeah.
I wish him well and happiness, and he's single at the moment.
Please, he's plowing through young Hollywood. Give me a fucking break.
He is single at the moment.
I'm sure he's lonely at home every night with a tissue crying. Or he's with the next young celebrity's daughter. Give me a break.
Here's a great question for not just you, but for our viewers and listeners as well. Do you think Kourtney Kardashian will invite Scott Disick to her wedding? And or should she invite Scott Disick to her wedding?
No.
Well, they were never married, right. So it's not her ex-husband. And right. He is the father of her 3 children.
Nope.
Nope.
Why would he come? He shouldn't even come. I mean, you wish her the best. You get him a nice gift, but you're babysitting that night. Because, I mean, maybe the kids will come. I guess the kids would go. But, I mean, maybe he's there to watch the kids. I guess you could see it that way. But there's enough family around. It's just a distraction.
Oh, please. Each one of the children has their own nanny, I'm sure. She's got a nanny per kid. I would love it if Scott Disick, before today is over, I would love it if Scott Disick, if he released some statement or posted something somewhere congratulating Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, that's a good move. It just gets all the talk out of the way too. But since when do they do things like that? They want the talk. They want to deal with this on their stupid fucking show that no one's going to watch anyhow. So they're trying to build plot line.
Maybe I think people, you know what? I think
is he a part of the show?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have a feeling because everything is so cyclical and because we're taking a break from the E show and a pause from the end of that to the new show on Hulu, I think it's going to reinvigorate them as reality TV stars a bit.
No way.
It might not be clearly as many viewers as they used to back in the day, but I do think, I will predict, and I'm pretty good at these things, I will predict that their Hulu show will end up getting better ratings than the last couple of seasons on E.
I don't think it's a ratings game with the Hulu show. I think it's more on demand. So I think you would watch it whenever you would watch it. I don't think it's streamed live, so it's not a rating situation.
I get that, but even Netflix does ratings for their show.
They don't really.
Viewers,
they don't really.
They don't really release.
They released things and they say they're top trending. They don't say how many people are watching. They all do
sometimes
that by design.
They do.
They don't.
Yes.
They don't want people to know exactly how many people are watching so and so.
Fine. They only do that with the most successful shows. They say these many people.
As I've always said, they all could lie. And they all could say, a billion people watched last night. And we could call bullshit and go, a billion people aren't talking about it. I think it's over. It's a money grab, and, you know, good for them for getting it.
Well, congratulations to Kravis. I would love to be invited to the wedding. No, I wouldn't. You know why? Because if you get invited to that wedding, they're going to take your phone away. How annoying is that?
You have to be present in the moment and actually watch.
Or I guess
they don't. What fun is that?
They don't want things leaking, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I love that we've got a lot of really health conscious things to talk about for our viewers and listeners, like Magic Spoon, which you guys love. Magic Spoon, if you've never heard of it before, and you should have if you watch or listen to our podcast, they are a yummy, yummy, yummy and healthier option for cereal. And I say cereal because it's not just for breakfast. You really could have Magic Spoon for lunch or dinner or a snack or dessert, whatever. It's so good because it tastes great, and Magic Spoon has 0 grams of sugar, plus 13 to 14 grams of protein. Work out, have your Magic Spoon right after you get that protein that you need. It's also got just 4 net grams of carbs in each serving and only 140 calories a serving. Go to magicspoon.com to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. Delicious flavors that you can get, like cookies and cream and maple waffle or cocoa fruity frosted peanut butter and more. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. Go to magicspoon.com/Perez and use the code Perez to save $5 off your order. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
I like that you can just relive your childhood with these flavors, because it's all of those flavors from when you were a kid, but you're not going to eat that crap anymore because it's terrible. It's bad for you, but this isn't. This is guilt-free.
All right, let's talk about Adele. All right, I don't give a crap what anybody else, I don't even care what you say about the new Adele. All I care is about my experience with the new Adele. And I am a little surprised. I wouldn't say that the majority of people feel this, but a lot of feedback about the new Adele song, Easy On Me, has been boring. Oh, we've heard this before. She's doing it again. It's not boring to me. Is it a formula? Is it what we've heard from Adele and she's not reinventing the wheel? Yes, but I think it's so good. Upon first listen, because she didn't reinvent the wheel, you're gonna compare that song to other songs of hers that kind of sound like that. And when you compare Easy On Me to a Someone Like You, it pales in comparison, because Someone Like You, I think, is one of the best songs of all time. Mm-hmm. But after the second and third or fourth or tenth listen, like, it's just, it just makes me feel so many things, and her voice is just magical.
Is the song a hit or not? Yes or no? This song's not a hit. This is an album cut. It's a very, very good song.
A hit?
God, no. It's an album track. It's a very good,
I think it's
solid,
a hit.
It's not a hit record. A hit record is played on pop ad nauseum. This is not that. This is a very, very, very good song. It's not a single. It doesn't have single elements to it. It's an album track. It's odd to me that she came with an album track first. An obvious song like Hello or Someone Like You are songs that are clearly obvious, and you say, hit elements and has all of the things to it. This is not a hit song. This is a very good song.
People could argue that Hello was not a hit song.
No
either.
One in the world could argue that Hello was not a hit song. Hello was played on multiple formats from the get-go. It's one that every programmer heard and said, can I play this on my hip-hop station? And they did. Okay? There's no comparison here. You're talking to a radio guy that was in those music meetings. Okay? This is an album track compared to those.
Well, I disagree. I wonder what our listeners and viewers think about it.
Matter what they think. I've already told, it's already not happened. The stations aren't playing this as a hit song you would. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is not me saying it's a bad song. I love this song. I think it's really good. It's not stellar because it's not a quote radio smash hit, but it's a beautiful song. I love what it's about. I love how she sings. It makes me feel a certain way. Not a hit song.
I think it's a hit song.
We've seen your track record compared to mine. What was the last one? Okay. What were the last three, I think?
If it is number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Billboard is not a gauge of a hit song. Hit songs, just because you debut, I can give you 50 songs that have debuted number one on a chart, and you've never heard of them 3 weeks later.
If it's number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
It should be.
For many weeks, maybe more, even more than three. If it's number one for four or more weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, which is very hard to do, to be number one for 4 weeks, would you then say that it's a hit song?
It's not an exact science of, is a song a hit song? Adele is bigger than, I'm trying to think, is there a bigger musician? It's Taylor Swift, Adele, Ariana Grande a little bit. Like, there's a few people that no matter what they put out, the interest is going to be so high that you're going to stream it, you're going to listen to it, you're going to consume it and say, is this good? Is this good? Hits to me is it means something. It has legs and it holds, and it usually goes into a category where in a month from now, it'll still be in the, like Taylor Swift. Here's a perfect example. Cardigan, not a hit song. It had to debut number one, right? Is Cardigan a hit song to you?
No.
Exactly.
Willow was a hit song to me.
I don't know exactly if there were any hits from that era, but to that point, that's my favorite Taylor Swift album now. I literally listened to that this weekend. I mean, I still think that first was Willow's from the story one, right? Part one of two.
Evermore, yeah.
Yeah, ever. That just is a brilliant album to me. Does it mean anything that there weren't any hits on it? No, it's fucking great. Adele, don't care. She's just great and classic. I just don't know.
Anyways, I still think it's a hit. And it's very exciting. We're going to get preview many of the songs from the album before it comes out. Although it makes me a little bit I don't know. I get, like I said last week, actually, Adele could literally do whatever.
Exactly.
Although it still does concern me a little, because she just announced a 2-hour special to air on CBS 5.5 days before the album release.
Wow.
So the album comes out on Friday, November the 19th. The special airs Sunday, November the 14th. And it's going to feature new material as well as an interview with Oprah Winfrey. I love Oprah. Why are you such a hater? Jesus, I care. Clearly, I got excited saying that. A lot of people still love Oprah.
You're a suck ass. That's all this is. You just like to suck on the teat of Oprah.
I love Oprah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oprah has made me happier. Oprah's just... Oprah's a man. Fuck you. Anyways, we're going to get to Demi Lovato in a second. But first, Booker and I love our Helix mattresses. Mm-hmm. And you all know the importance of sleep. What makes Helix the best, I think, are two things. One, affordability. And two, they have so many mattresses to choose from. They really tailor the perfect mattress to your body, your wants, your needs. You go to their website, you sign up for the Helix quiz, you fill out a few questions, and they will match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that.
It's my favorite mattress. I leave my bed every night because we've got animals, and the cat, my kitty, wakes me up meowing. She needs me to come to her room. So my main bedroom, of course, has my Helix mattress. Then I have to go into my other bedroom, and I got to lay on this crap mattress that I hate. And I was like, oh, if I could just get two Helix mattresses, because I sleep so much better. I love coming back to my bed every night. But I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's the best mattress that I've ever owned. I love that mattress. It is so comfortable. It's tailored exactly to me by answering those questions. And it works, and they're great. And I love that mattress.
The best mattress he's ever had. And you can get it and save $200 as well as get two free pillows. All you have to do is go to helixsleep.com/Perez. Just go to helixsleep.com/Perez. Take their 2-minute quiz. And this comes with a 10-year warranty. And you get to try it out for 100 nights risk free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it. That's helixsleep.com/Perez. All right, Demi Lovato is at it again. The singer and
nuisance
TV host, I guess that's a good way of putting it. Demi has got this new TV show about the paranormal, I believe.
Really?
And yeah, it's on one of the stream. Demi does so many different things.
Didn't know that.
This TV show, a podcast, an upcoming sitcom. On this TV show,
I've successfully ignored all of them. Congratulations to me.
It might actually just be about extraterrestrials, mm-hmm. but this one interview that Demi gave recently mm-hmm. went viral because Demi was talking about aliens. And Demi said that using the term aliens is derogatory, literally.
To the aliens?
Demi says, yes, to the aliens. I think that we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. Hmm. That's why I like to call them ETs. So that's what Demi said.
Okay. She's very good. These goofy sayings get people to talk about the dumb shows that she's doing.
Demi.
It's working.
They.
Whatever. I don't care. Whatever Demi's show is on, we're talking about it because of the dumb things that come out of the Demi mouth. Okay? So good for Demi.
I think Demi's being serious and not troll. Do you think Demi's trolling, though?
No, I don't think there's any trolling involved. I think that Demi believes that she's poignant, or Demi's poignant, whatever. This is very hard to do.
Demi, or you could just say they, them.
Yeah, but I don't think to go to they. I'm trying to explain my thoughts, and I have to sit there and think about that.
Demi probably smokes a lot of weed while filming this show, I'm guessing.
That is a hypothesis right there.
All right. There was a lot of drama within a specific audience. I don't know if our listeners care that much, but maybe they do. I'm going to talk about it anyways, just because it made me sad and I care. Were you aware of that whole Lil Mix drama with Nicki Minaj?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know Lil Mix?
Male or female?
It's a group. Oh. And they...
Is that the British group?
Yeah, the British
girl group. Okay, then I did. Okay, I do.
Yeah, they're one of the most successful British girl groups of all time. Unfortunately, not as much in America, but that one member left Little Mix and released her first solo song with Nicki Minaj. Mm. And in the music video, she made an urban song. Do people still even use that term? A hip-hop song, I guess?
I think they moved to R&B again.
I don't know how you... I guess it's whatever. It's hip-hop.
Who cares? Yeah,
hip-hop. It's a hip-hop song. She's a white British woman, and she's wearing a wig or a weave or her hair done up in a certain way and like super fake tan. And it's much more than just cultural appropriation, okay? Cultural appropriation is one thing. What many people perceive Jesse Nelson to be doing in this music video is wearing blackness like a costume.
Hmm.
Appropriation, one thing. Wearing blackness like a costume with not just the tan and the hair and the clothes, everything. Nicki Minaj and her did an Instagram live. And Nicki Minaj went on to attack her former bandmates. And it was just so unfortunate. And she just sat there letting Nicki rip into her former bandmates. I get it that there's drama, but she could have said, I don't want to go there. Let's not be nasty, even if other people are being nasty. It was just really sad.
Nikki's a big presence, though. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes somebody's saying stuff and you're like, I'm not sure what to say here. Maybe I should just stay quiet. And, you know, you put people in positions like that. Sometimes you don't handle them the best. It seems like one of those situations to me where you look back, you'd think, I wish I would have said something. But in the moment, you were probably just in shock. Like, where are we going with this? It's easy for us to say as Monday morning quarterbacking that the next day after the game, it's hard. I'll give her a little bit of a pass just because I didn't see it, number one. And I have a feeling that's probably the case.
Well, she is Jesse Nelson getting attention in the United States, even though I don't think the song is going to be a hit here.
Yeah.
NPR even tweeted about it. And my God, this is one of the most brutal tweets I've ever...
From NPR?
From NPR.
Lay it on me. This sounds good.
And I'm reading it verbatim. This is okay. The tweet from NPR. Blackfishing aside, there's a reason Jesse Nelson isn't a household name, our critic writes, with toothless lyrics and vocals reminiscent of a bad Camila Cabello impression. She commits the cardinal solo career sin, being boring.
Sounds like a hunk of shit of a song.
It was awful. All right, let's keep it moving. There's a lot of controversy recently with these Hooters employees upset at the new uniform because they have to wear shorts that are even shorter than the ones before.
How's that possible?
I know.
I love those orange shorts.
It's basically like underwear now. And a lot of the Hooters employees are not happy. And I get that they're not happy. And I think that they should totally express that. But they signed up to work at Hooters.
Well, still.
What do you mean still? They signed up to work at Hooters where the whole concept is to be objectified.
All right. I don't know. I still think there's a line of how far and how much skin you're willing to show. You can always say no and not work there, I guess. But look, I haven't seen the uniform. I haven't seen the shorts. Once again, outside of them being a thong.
Well, it's not a thong, but they are shorter.
Yeah. More cheeky, huh? Because they're cheeky enough as is. Not enough. I mean, I could always go for more cheek, but I don't know. Don't work there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to say. If that's what they want to do for their... outfits or attire. I don't know how in 2022 you get away with anything like that anymore. You know what I mean? The world is so freaking politically correct about everything.
Yeah, Hooters is kind of nostalgic. It hasn't really evolved much. The only way I could see it evolving is if we were objectifying men too, you know, with like really skimpy
no
outfits.
No one wants to see camel toe from a dude.
Well... they could be wearing, like, Speedos or something. I don't know.
Would you like some hot wings and a side of dick?
Yes, please. Thank you. We're going to be talking sex in a second. But first, do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance, along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to Geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit Geico.com today. That's Geico.com. Cara Delevingne, the model and actress, says that she thinks sex is hotter if you stay quiet. She literally said, when you try and not make like any noise, you feel it way more. And it's like, wow. I remember stopping making any noise or trying to really maintain it. And it's so hot. I guess if that works for her, but like I personally, no noise concerns me. I'm like, am I not working it right? Am I doing something wrong? I need communication. Like, I don't need like conversation. Like, you don't need to be saying ram me or yes, that feels so good. Like, you don't have to use words, but I love some good moaning and I love some breathing. Like, breathing is noise and good breathing, I think, is essential for good sex personally. What do you guys think? Call us and let us know. I strongly disagree with Cara Delevingne, and you have nothing to add.
It's the dumbest thing you've ever brought up. I'm debating, is oily skin dumber than this?
It's a topic that women like talking about. You clearly have no idea what women like talking about.
No. See, you're missing the point here. Women like to talk with other women about things like this. We're too old white dudes. They don't want to hear us talk about this. Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you that they wouldn't talk about. Girls talk about, they're so graphic. They're much more graphic than men, but I don't think girls want to hear you and me talk about this.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Our audience is predominantly female.
That's right. And they would be grossed out by the thought.
I don't think so. I think they'd find it interesting to hear our point of view on these things. Anyways, happy birthday to Cardi B. She just celebrated her 29th, and her husband Offset got her a big mansion in the Dominican Republic, which She said she's wanted for a while, and she's wanted to use it as an investment property.
She's Airbnb in her house?
Here's the problem. The pool of potential renters for a mega mansion is so small. If she would have bought something more sensible, or her husband, it would have made more sense, I think, as an income-generating property, but... whatever. Congratulations. Good for her. Happy for her. I just wanted to clarify that because I got some heat for that. And I wanted to explain exactly why. I don't know if that's the best use of their money, but whatever. They've got so much money. Who cares? Also, Britney Spears. Gosh, Britney throwing some shade at her sister, Jamie Lynn. Didn't even mention it until now because, yeah, it's like, we get it. Britney and her family are very upset at each other. They all are fighting. Britney's aunt is talking trash about her brother, Jamie Spears.
It's going to be a fun Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, all the family is just... In more music news, that Smash Mouth singer Steve Harwell has retired from music after a very notable, is that the word? Attention-grabbing performance where he was seemingly under the influence and just couldn't hold it together.
Really? Messy, huh?
And even gave a Nazi salute during the performance.
Oh,
you missed that?
I actually did see the picture now that I think of it, but I don't know. I don't think of Smash Mouth too often.
Well, that, you know, it's like one of those, if you have one hit.
One real hit. It's back to our conversation about hits. Like, All Star, that song is a hit to me. That's a song.
It was.
That,
and it was.
It is. It still is. That, yeah. I guess that's my point. Hits are always hits forever. Yeah. You could tour off of it and you're still relevant after one song.
Yeah, and that hit has been used in so many films and TV shows and commercials and all of that.
They had two hits, I guess. Walking on the Sun, that was probably the bigger hit than All Star.
Was it?
Might as well be walking on the sun. That was probably the biggest hit. All Star was the second hit. So they had two hits. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on. That one.
Anyways, Tyga has been accused of domestic violence by his ex-girlfriend and was arrested for domestic violence. She also has alleged proof of this. Ay, ay, ay. And let's end things with a couple of new music things. I would imagine since you're now working at an alt station, it's literally got alt in the title, and they're performing at your upcoming concert. When there's new Coldplay music, you've heard it. Coldplay just released a new song with Selena Gomez. Did you hear that one?
Well, I've had the album for a month. Yeah, I've been sitting on it. No, I've had it because I had to interview them a month ago for this album. But
the album's not out yet.
Yeah, no, the album is out. The special aired last Thursday night.
I didn't know the album was out.
Yeah, no. It's out. And that song with Selena, you should listen to it. It's very good.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, you don't like it?
No. All right. My thoughts on the song, not a bad song. It's just so boring. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Diana from Bradenton, Florida. And I wanted to call about the Dave Chappelle stand-up special. I hadn't watched it when I listened to your podcast. And at that point, I had only read basically what Perez had said about, you know, the headlines and people were offended and whatnot. After your podcast, I did watch it. And I can't agree more with Booker on this, because the whole crux of his special, the thesis statement basically, was that he is so behind the trans community, and he wants to make sure that everybody understands that what people need is empathy, and at no point does he do anything or say anything to offend the community, and he wants to feel like they're included as well. So all that tells me, the people that are criticizing it, all that tells me is that they really did not watch at all. They have never, and he, argument in his special, the people that criticize him have criticized him, but they haven't watched the special. So I just thought that was a really important point to make.
Okay, First of all, that's not entirely accurate. A lot of people that did watch the entire, not me, but a lot of people that did watch the entire special.
Stop reporting on other fucking stupid people. Just, okay. Just because you're dumb and you have to go out and report on what dumb people are saying, you shouldn't. You're part of the problem is what this girl is saying. And that's what I'm saying to you as well.
Okay.
You've taken context out of the message of that show and you've extracted quotes from it. Say, see, this proves their point.
I will reiterate this. So many trans people that even work at Netflix watched and are upset.
No. One person puts out at Netflix. There's a whole thing about it. Come on, it's not so many people.
There's actually employees at Netflix are staging.
Who cares? Quit reporting on the few. Talk about the many that watched it and understand it.
Netflix
like me.
Employees are even staging a walkout this week.
Well, walk out. That's your right. Take your job and leave it. It's everything that's wrong with the world. No one is paying attention. Everybody is just, feigned pissed off because somebody else online said this and they didn't even watch themselves. It's just stupid to me. No one's listening. They're too busy fucking talking and saying dumb shit. Don't worry about what other people are listening to or watching. That's what I say. Like, who gives a shit? I don't care if people watch this, don't watch this, listen to us, don't. I wish they would. I'm so tired of people telling other people what to do. Your choice. Listen, don't listen.
Hey, y'all. It's Love You from California. And I just had to comment about this whole Dave Chappelle stand-up comedy special. I literally paused the show just so I can make this comment because Perez, dude, if you haven't seen the stand-up, then you can't make comments on what Dave Chappelle has to say. Like, he's all about equality, whether it comes to trans or gay, whatever, LGBTQ communities and the blacks. Like, it's fucking annoying. Like, I don't know. You can't make comments if you haven't seen it. It's really frustrating. And I've been a long-time listener, and I love the show. You guys keep up the good work. That's it. Kitty.
Well, I can say that a lot of people who did watch it were very hurt, especially in the LGBTQ community. And they've spoken out publicly. Even a lot of comedians. This one was pretty savage. I forget her name. This one lesbian comic from Australia, whom the CEO of Netflix name-checked when talking about edgy comedy that they've put out, put him on blast for using her name and saying that she stands with the trans community. She said that or whatever, you know.
Reporting on the few and not the many is... it's clickbait. It's just another form of clickbait. Well, Netflix employees are really upset, like, overwhelmingly, like, no, they're not. Maybe two people are out of the thousands that work there. It's you know, you're making a story about the two people because that's what sells. And that's what's, and it's your right to report on it. If you want to, cool. I can also, like, not listen and unfollow and say, this is dumb. I get that. I get it. People are fed up.
I've called in a couple times. Love you guys forever. I'm just wondering what you think about the Brittany Murphy new documentary that's been going on. It's kind of a little bit weird. I just wanted to hear, like, your thoughts about her death and where it came from, if you think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, so we kind of talked about that a little bit. What do you think the cause of... I mean, you did talk about it a little bit and going back and covering that, because I don't remember that much about it, but what did you walk away with? What is going on here? What was your thought?
It was everything. You know, I don't think it was mold. I think it was, she was very underweight. She also had pneumonia and anemia. Mm-hmm. And on top of all of that, was taking a lot of prescription meds. Mm-hmm. So it's like, when you're really sick with pneumonia and you've got anemia because you're not eating, you're underweight, and you've been that way for a while, and you're taking all these prescription meds, who knows how much and for how often, you know, there's only so much your body can take of that.
I guess when I was talking like mold earlier, I guess I was talking about, like, was there some sort of circumstance in that house that other people had died before? Like, you could get pneumonia from a mold situation, you know, it gets in your lungs and then you're in trouble.
No, I think the husband also was taking a lot of prescription meds too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen that either, so I can't really talk about it.
All right. You want to wrap it up? No, you could. Yeah, I just wouldn't. I think it's okay to have conversations about things. But, you know, you were saying, I think about something, and I'm like, well, you haven't even watched it, so you should at least say.
I said last week.
No, you said multiple times you didn't see it, but then you literally took quotes and took them out of context. That's what you did. We've never done anything on this show that has been unanimous, because most people say, Booker, you're off your rocker. Perez, you're fucking crazy. You're not listening. This was unanimous. This was not, there wasn't one tweet. There wasn't one call. There wasn't one person that's like, Perez, you got this right. Well, everyone's like, you got this wrong.
They're also not listening.
There's 2 to 3 people out there that are upset.
I will end it with this.
Okay.
If you know a trans person, talk to them. Talk to the trans community about this, and they get their feelings on it. And if Booker says, well, if they can't see the humor in it, even if they watched it.
I didn't say it, by the way. I didn't say any of that. If you want to put words in my mouth, go ahead. I didn't say any of
that. All right.
You're absolutely entitled to your opinion.
Okay.
However, you are a news source. You're not just an opinion. You spread this stuff like fact, and it's not fact.
All right.
That's all.
The fact is
you got it wrong.
No, from what
yes, you did. You got it very wrong.
From what I shared what many people perceived that to be, especially in the trans community. So that's why I will end. Talk to a trans person, or if you vaguely know somebody that's on social media that's a trans person, get their opinion on it. But so many, I think the majority of trans people were hurt by this.
I think the majority of people didn't watch the special, and I think the majority of people online aren't that bright. That's what I think. I think they should go get jobs and do like real things and, you know, worry about real problems.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Appreciate you. MyTrue10.com. Bye.
I'm glad you slid that in. Take care.
Have a good one.
Well, hey there. It's me, KBK Dog, winner of Dancing with the Stars season 29, star of The Bachelorette season 11, best dressed out of Leduc, Alberta, Canada's kindergarten class of 88. Mentor on this upcoming season of The Bachelorette, whatever, super excited. But for real, no matter how you know me, by the way, it's Caitlin Bristow, or even if you don't know me just yet, I think you should check out my podcast. It's called Off the Vine, and every Tuesday I sit down with a guest and ask questions you all want the answers to. Sometimes it's someone you know from the Bachelor world, or one of my friends here in Nashville, or a celebrity you've seen over on the TikTok. And on Thursday's Grape Therapy episodes, I do Bachelor, Bachelorette recaps, Bachelor in Paradise recaps, catch up with friends, and always get listeners, aka my vinos, involved. We laugh, we cry, we joke around, we get serious, real, and authentic, and no matter what, we always have a glass of wine in hand. Or a few. You can find my pod Off the Vine wherever you're listening to this one right now. I release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so click on the old subscribe button and let me know what you think.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.